If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I have been practicing all my dance moves because I am going to party tonight. But this party that I'm attending actually has a purpose. Welcome back to the Shaletta Show. It is 1:46. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, Sean has joined an organization called The Monitors. One of our church members, Art Alexander, inducted him in. And one of the things that the Monitors does is they have this big annual holiday party around Christmas time. So many people in the community attend, and a large portion of those proceeds go back into the community. And so, you know, I knew about the party because I always wanted to go to the party. But once Sean got inducted, I said, I need to learn more about this organization, because this is a group of men who are doing some amazing things. No spotlight, no accolades, no awards, no fanfare, just taking care of the young men, the widows, the orphans, things that we are required to do if we are believers and we are good people. And so I got one of those good people on the show right now. Art Alexander is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Art, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thanks for having me, Shaletta. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you inducting Sean into this historic organization. I can tell you, last night he was up until midnight shining both our shoes, because we are going to be crisp and casket clean tonight for this party.
Good,
now,
good,
talk
good.
To me, though, about the Monitors, because I knew about the party, but I did not know about the legacy and the history of this amazing organization.
Right. So the Monitors Club started back in 1955, and there were a couple of African-American engineers from Honeywell who lived in the South Minneapolis area, and they weren't really accepted back in the 50s by the community at that time. So they wanted to be involved in the community and just, you know, be part of the neighborhood and things. So they ended up forming a club called the Monitors Club back in 1955. So the club has been around since 1955, and is comprised of professional African American men. It started out being a social club, and then one of our members, Beck Horton, who's since passed, kind of challenged us, and he gave a substantial amount of money to sponsor the Monitors Foundation, and then we kind of matched it, and that's how the foundation grew out. And so from the foundation over the years, I mean, we have about $750,000 that we and every year we give out scholarships and things and grants to different organizations who help young African American children around the Twin Cities.
That is such an amazing story and an amazing legacy. And again, you all are doing this without any fanfare, without any, you know, spotlight or patting on the back, just going about doing the business of helping people, which is so amazing to me, which lets me know y'all is a men's organization. Because if it was Add One Woman in there, we'd have told everybody and got some billboards and been in the paper and all over TV. Y'all just out there just doing the good work of helping the people in our community. What are some of the missions of the Monitors organization?
Well, so we try to concentrate around African American youth. So any organization who purports African American youth, they can apply for grants, and we'll give we have a grant committee. And they review the grants and things like that. And then they award the grants. And it's usually this time of year. So I think a lot of the grantee award winners will be announced tonight.
That is going to be the foundation party.
Yes.
And see, this is the thing. I only knew about the party. Okay. When I was calling around last year, I didn't know anything about the foundation or helping the young people or any of that stuff. I just wanted to get into the party because this party is historic. It's legendary. Talk to me about this party. What the purpose is happening tonight?
So the party is going to be at the Hyatt Regency at 1300 Nicollet on Nicollet Mall. And we're probably going to have a round of course, we have about 51 active members. And then we have about 20 members who've been in the club a long time. And they become either legacy members or affiliate members. So we probably have about 70 members in the club throughout the country. Now, all of the active members are here in the Twin Cities. But, you know, as guys retire and things, they become snowbirds and they move away and things. So we have people all over the country who are members of the club because of retirements, and they move to either Arizona or California or places like that. But the party tonight, I mean, and a lot of those gentlemen will be flying in with their wives and things, and they'll be at the party tonight. We probably going to have about close to 400 people at the party tonight, and there's going to be sponsorships. I know James Burroughs, who's the diversity and inclusion officer for Minnesota Children's Hospital. I mean, he's going to have a big contingent there. And there's going to be a lot of other people who are in the club that are having tables and will be sponsoring things. And then people have those sponsors. They give a donation and things like that. We have different levels of sponsorship, and those sponsorships will go right into the proceeds for the foundation. So we hope to raise quite a bit of money. Our biggest fundraiser for the foundation is the golf tournament. The golf tournament is usually the first Monday after the 4th of July.
Okay.
And we usually clear about $25,000 to $30,000 that goes into the foundation for grants from just that one event, and that's net. So we do a lot of good things. I mean, we sponsored a superintendent's forum. We sponsored we had the Hennepin County Sheriffs when they were having the sheriff race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had those candidates in to talk about, you know, what they're going to do. So when we go to school board meetings, I mean, we show up when there's issues, especially when they're concerned in the Black community.
And I just appreciate the covering because, you know, a lot of times, especially in our community, you know, you've got single mothers who are raising children, and to know that there's a group of men there to cover them. It really means so much that, you know, we have somebody that we can call and lean on, you know, men, you know, who are of high stature in our community, who will speak up and speak out and who are respected. Because I don't know if anybody recognizes Art's name or his voice, but he is CFO of the Minnesota Lottery.
Right. Thank you. Yes, and you know, it's nice to partner and network with other people who are like you. I mean, when I was out from work and had surgery, I mean, these guys, they call, they check on you, they know what's going on. I mean, we kind of help each other out, and so I'm so thankful that your husband Sean is in the club too. Because, you know, we'll embrace him, and whatever he needs, we're there for him.
He probably just need a break from me. I don't know how you do that as a group, but I'm sure y'all can come up with something. But that's probably what he needs more than anything, is he just probably need a break from me, because I be trying to go to the meetings. I'm like, where you going? He's like, I'm going to the monitors meeting. I was like, y'all need me for something? Y'all want me? No? Okay.
Right, right.
Well, I just thank you so much for inducting Sean. And, you know, I see a great sense of pride in being a part of this organization for him. I see a change. I see, you know, just he really enjoys being a part of the brotherhood. And right. So I'm telling you, y'all got to watch us, because me and my kids will do a drive by. Like, what y'all doing in there? What y'all meeting about?
Come on down. I mean, you know, we meet. Every first Friday, we have our business meeting. We conduct our social club meeting, and we conduct the foundation meeting. And then after that, we go out for fellowship and things. So it's really nice to fellowship with guys, you know, because the work week and the months get so long, and we've got a lot of pressures and things. So it's just nice to be around guys that you know and that you trust. And for the fellowship, I mean, the fellowship is great. We even go to, there's many of us that go to a lot of different churches. So one Sunday out of the month, we all show up at somebody's church and we all sit together and we fellowship like that. So it's a real good camaraderie. And yeah. There's a lot of guys in different fraternities that are in the club too. And so it's really it's really good. And I've been a member probably for 13 years. And it's been great. I mean, you know, when you're going through certain things and you need somebody to pick you up, you know, you'll get a call from somebody and you know, it's just great. I mean, because, you know, we all have pressures and things through life, and it's just nice to, you know, to talk to someone and know somebody's thinking of you.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I hear from people who come to the Twin Cities, young professionals, is that they're missing something like this. They're missing the monitors. They're missing an opportunity to come together in fellowship, because you come for the job at General Mills. You come for the job at Target. You come for the job at Honeywell, but then you don't have that sense of community and support. So there's some people, whether they are working at Best Buy, you know, or they're at General Mills and the Black Champions Club, that need to know about the monitors so they can pass this information on to their African-American male executives and employees. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can. They can go to our website, and it's www.monitors.org, I think it is. And that's a good point that you raised, because we're trying to get most of the guys in the club are, you know, because there's a fee, of course, to belong to the club. And, you know, a lot of younger African-American people that's coming right out of school and things like that, they don't have a lot of discretionary income. So we're actually trying to relax the fees and bring in more younger people. And we've recruited some more younger people into the club, because, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I joined the club probably in my mid-50s. So, you know, that was the demographic of the club, but we're trying to get younger people involved in the club through either church or just through word of mouth, through the party tonight when people come out and things like that.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I will see you tonight. I was telling Sherilyn in the last break, I don't know if I look like a pimp or what, but I got a crushed velvet burgundy jacket and pants ensemble, and y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing when I get there. I'm just letting you know. It's a wrap.
You'll be fine, and you'll look fantastic as you always do.
All right, Art Alexander on the Shaletta Show. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have been practicing all my dance moves because I am going to party tonight. But this party that I'm attending actually has a purpose. Welcome back to the Shaletta Show. It is 1:46. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, Sean has joined an organization called the Monitors. One of our church members, Art Alexander, inducted him in. And one of the things that the Monitors does is they have this big annual holiday party around Christmas time. So many people in the community attend, and a large portion of those proceeds go back into the community. And so, you know, I knew about the party because I always wanted to go to the party. But once Sean got inducted, I said, I need to learn more about this organization, because this is a group of men who are doing some amazing things. No spotlight, no accolades, no awards, no fanfare, just taking care of the young men, the widows, the orphans, things that we are required to do if we are believers and we are good people. And so I got one of those good people on the show right now. Art Alexander is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Art, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thanks for having me, Shaletta. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you inducting Sean into this historic organization. I can tell you, last night he was up until midnight shining both our shoes, because we are going to be crisp and casket clean tonight for this party. Now, talk to me, though, about the Monitors, because I knew about the party, but I did not know about the legacy and the history of this amazing organization.
Right. So the Monitors Club started back in 1955, and there were a couple of African-American engineers from Honeywell who lived in the South Minneapolis area, and they weren't really accepted back in the 50s by the community at that time. So they wanted to be involved in the community and just, you know, be part of the neighborhood and things. So they ended up forming a club called the Monitors Club back in 1955. So the club has been around since 1955, and is comprised of professional African American men. It started out being a social club, and then one of our members, Beck Horton, who's since passed, kind of challenged us, and he gave a substantial amount of money to sponsor the Monitors Foundation, and then we kind of matched it, and that's how the foundation grew out. And so from the foundation, over the years, I mean, we have about $750,000 that we and every year we give out scholarships and things and grants to different organizations who help young African American children around the Twin Cities.
That is such an amazing story and an amazing legacy. And again, you all are doing this without any fanfare, without any, you know, spotlight or patting on the back, just going about doing the business of helping people, which is so amazing to me, which lets me know y'all is a men's organization, because if it was Al One Woman in there, we'd have told everybody and got some billboards and been in the paper and all over TV. Y'all just out there just doing the good work of helping the people in our community. What are some of the missions of the Monitors organization?
Well, so we try to concentrate around African American youth. So any organization who purports African American youth, they can apply for grants, and we have a grant committee, and they review the grants and things like that. And then they award the grants, and it's usually this time of year. So I think a lot of the grantee award winners will be announced tonight.
Oh, that is going to be amazing.
At the foundation party, yes.
And see, this is the thing. I only knew about the party. Okay, when I was calling around last year, I didn't know anything about the foundation or helping the young people or any of that stuff. I just wanted to get into the party, because this party is historic. It's legendary. Talk to me about this party, what the purpose is happening tonight.
So the party is going to be at the Hyatt Regency at 1300 Nicollet on Nicollet Mall. And we're probably going to have we have about 51 active members, and then we have about 20 members who've been in the club a long time, and they become either legacy members or affiliate members. So we probably have about 70 members in the club throughout the country. Now, all of the active members are here in the Twin Cities, but, you know, as guys retire and things, they become snowbirds and they move away and things. So we have people all over the country who are members of the club because of retirements, and they moved to either Arizona or California or places like that. But the party tonight, I mean, a lot of those gentlemen will be flying in with their wives and things, and they'll be at the party tonight. We probably going to have about close to 400 people at the party tonight, and there's going to be sponsorships. I know James Burroughs, who's a diversity and inclusion officer for Minnesota Children's Hospital. I mean, he's going to have a big contingent there. And there's going to be a lot of other people who are in the club that are having tables and will be sponsoring things. And then people have those sponsors. They give a donation and things like that. We have different levels of sponsorship, and those sponsorships will go right into the proceeds for the foundation. So we hope to raise quite a bit of money. Our biggest fundraiser for the foundation is the golf tournament. The golf tournament is usually the first Monday after the 4th of July.
Okay.
And we usually clear about $25,000 to $30,000 that goes into the foundation for grants from that, just that one event, and that's next. So we do a lot of good things. I mean, we sponsored superintendents forum. We sponsored we had the Hennepin County sheriffs when they were having the sheriff race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had those candidates in to talk about, you know, what they're going to do. So when we go to school board meetings, I mean, we show up when there's issues, especially when they're concerned in the Black community.
And I just appreciate the covering because, you know, a lot of times, especially in our community, you know, you've got single mothers who are raising children, and to know that there's a group of men there to cover them. It really means so much that, you know, we have somebody that we can call and lean on, you know, men, you know, who are of high stature in our community, who will speak up and speak out and who are respected. Because I don't know if anybody recognizes Art's name or his voice, but he is the CFO of the Minnesota Lottery.
Right. Thank you. Yes. And, you know, it's nice to partner and network with other people who are like you. I mean, when I was out from work and had surgery, I mean, these guys, they call, they check on you, they know what's going on. I mean, we kind of help each other out. And so I'm so thankful that your husband, Sean, is in the club, too. Because, you know, we'll embrace him, and whatever he needs, we're there for him.
He probably just need a break from me. I don't know how you do that as a group, but I'm sure y'all can come up with something. But that's probably what he needs more than anything, because he just probably need a break from me, because I'll be trying to go to the meetings. I'm like, where you going? He's like, I'm going to the monitors meeting. I was like, y'all need me for something? Y'all want me? No? Okay.
Right, right.
Well, I just thank you so much for inducting Sean. And, you know, I see a great sense of pride in being a part of this organization for him. I see a change. I see, you know, just he really enjoys being a part of the brotherhood. And
right.
So I'm telling you, y'all got to watch us, because me and my kids will do a drive by. Like, what y'all doing in there? What y'all meeting about?
Well, come on down. I mean, you know, we meet every first Friday. We have our business meeting, we conduct our social club meeting, and we conduct the foundation meeting. And then after that, we go out for fellowship and things. So it's really nice to fellowship with guys, you know, because the work week and the months get so long, and we've got a lot of pressures and things. So it's just nice to be around guys that you know and that you trust. And for the fellowship, I mean, the fellowship is great. We even go to, there's many of us that go to a lot of different churches. So one Sunday out of the month, we all show up at somebody's church, and we all sit together and we fellowship like that. So it's a real good camaraderie. And I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of guys in different fraternities that are in the club, too. And so it's really it's really good. And I've been a member probably for 13 years. And it's been great. I mean, you know, when you're going through certain things and you need somebody to pick you up, you know, you'll get a call from somebody and you know, it's just great. I mean, because, you know, we all have pressures and things through life, and it's just nice to, you know, to talk to someone and know somebody's thinking of you.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I hear from people, who come to the Twin Cities, young professionals, is that they're missing something like this. They're missing the monitors. They're missing an opportunity to come together in fellowship, because you come for the job at General Mills. You come for the job at Target. You come for the job at Honeywell, but then you don't have that sense of community and support. So there's some people, whether they are working at Best Buy, you know, or they're at General Mills and the Black Champions Club, that need to know about the monitor so they can pass this information on to their African-American male executives and employees. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can. They can go to our website, and it's www.monitors.org, I think it is. And that's a good point that you raise, because we're trying to get most of the guys in the club are, you know, because there's a fee, of course, to belong to the club. And, you know, a lot of younger African-American people that's coming right out of school and things like that, they don't have a lot of discretionary income. So we're actually trying to relax the fees and bring in more younger people. And we've recruited some more younger people into the club, because, you know, I'm in my 60s, and I joined the club probably in my mid-50s. So, you know, that was the demographic of the club, but we're trying to get younger people involved in the club through either church or just through word of mouth, through the party tonight when people come out and things like that.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I will see you tonight. I was telling Sherilyn in the last break, I don't know if I look like a pimp or what, but I got a crushed velvet burgundy jacket and pants ensemble, and y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing when I get there. I'm just letting you know. It's a wrap.
Well, you'll be fine, and you'll look fantastic as you always do.
All right, Art Alexander on the Shaletta Show. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.